People heading to work on the bus this morning looked on in horror as a woman was chased through the intersection of Illinois and Cockrell Hill Road and then gunned down. They tell police the gunman then stole a car and took off.
At the time that all the information was being put out by patrol officers, an officer recognized that this suspect might be somebody that he had dealt with previously.
Lieutenant David Pugh says the officer had been to a domestic disturbance call. He went back to the house and found the stolen car there, a mile from the murder scene. The man was still inside, and the SWAT team was called out.
Tactical unit was able to make a determination that he was not going to contact them or do any kind of response, so they forced their way into the residence, and they discovered him inside a front room, deceased from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Reporting from South Dallas, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Fires are moving north.
Stevens County up to Young County, Jack County, you know, the winds are blowing north-northeast.
That's Trooper Dub Gillum. People are being evacuated as embers are blown across parts of Possum Kingdom Lake. He says everyone is taking the warning seriously.
Some that want to stick around and they want to try to help any way they can. You know, most people out fighting these fires are volunteers.
Firefighters from Frisco, Plano, Cache, and Lucas all went out there this morning. Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD. Mayor Dwayne Carraway tried very hard to keep this recording from being released. It is a recording of an official police visit to his home in January after he says he and his wife had a fight that escalated. He said that a knife was involved. She had the knife, and that he had locked himself in their game room downstairs.
I think Barbara has a chemical imbalance, I think. I hate to say it, but I think that is probably what it is. She sometimes can get in a fit of rage.
The detective who went to Carraway's home was sent there by the police chief himself. Carraway did not call 911. He called the police chief, saying that he didn't want them to be on the news. Reporting from City Hall, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD. These residents tell us that they got a scary wake-up call just before dawn.
Yeah, someone's yelling, fire, fire, and we look out the blinds, and then we see like a million fire trucks, and we come out, and as soon as we open the door, I mean, smoke just hits us in the face.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't even breathe. It's thick.
One person had already jumped from the second-story balcony before firefighters got here. That person broke his leg. And then another woman had to be rescued along with her cats. The fire started on the ground floor. Investigators are on the scene, and so is the Red Cross. Reporting in Arlington, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Cornelius Dupree served more time in prison in Texas than anyone else, who was later exonerated based on DNA evidence. Today, a Dallas district judge accepted that evidence and cleared him of the crime.
Thanks, Senator. Thank you, Your Honor.
Dupree spoke after the hearing with his wife by his side, and behind him, many of the 20 men who have been exonerated in Dallas County in recent years.
I mean, it was only by the grace of God that I was able to, you know, sustain, you know, the long wait and the things that was happening throughout my life.
Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It's kind of a party here at DFW Airport with a live band in Terminal D. These Super Bowl fans danced their way through security.
We got maybe 4 hours of sleep. We didn't party, just no sleep.
DFW's David Magana says they have live music in every terminal.
Folks are leaving the Super Bowl. We want to make sure that they remember their experience and that they enjoy their time. And this is the last glimpse of Texas that they'll see.
The security lines here at DFW are long, and they will stay long all day. If you have a flight, officials say you need to get here 3 hours early. Reporting from DFW Airport, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD. If you didn't know, you would never know that there was a fire here at Sonny Bryan's, because it looks just like you remember. But of course, everybody knew, and they were worried.
But luckily, this isn't gone. Still here.
And every time we came in to visit his mom, we'd come here first, because we couldn't shop at her door without having Sonny Bryan's with us.
Manager Tommy Zapata says it's because of Dallas firefighters that the building is still standing.
Absolutely do. Absolutely do. Not too many people know this story. One of the paramedics that works there were driving by and saved 2-3 minutes by going direct. And 2 or 3 minutes when you're on fire is a tremendous amount of time.
And they will raise some money for those firefighters on Wednesday. Reporting from Sonny Bryan's, Emily Troop, News Radio 1080 KRLD.